Задание 2. Вы два раза услышите 5 высказываний, обозначенных буквами A, B, C, D, E. Установите соответствие между высказываниями и утверждениями из списка. К каждому высказыванию подберите соответствующее утверждение, обозначенное цифрами. Используйте каждое утверждение из списка 1-6 только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Запишите в таблицу выбранные цифры под соответствующими буквами. У вас есть 30 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker A. I'm in favour of producing clean energy because, in the past, the way we produced electricity really polluted the environment. But these wind turbines completely spoil the countryside, and they must be a danger to birds as well. I used to have a lovely view of the hills. Now all I see is huge wind turbines. There has to be a better way to provide the electricity we need. I think even nuclear power is better than these things. Speaker B.
When I first found out that I'd have to separate my rubbish into different categories, such as one for recycling, one for composting for the garden, and one for disposal, I thought it was very silly and a waste of time. But not now. It's not exactly difficult to do, and when I think of how much stuff gets recycled, I feel quite proud of myself. Less than a quarter of my rubbish ends up in a landfill.
Speaker C.
I think it's very important to be actively involved in helping to protect the environment, not only in your own home, but everywhere. I joined a local environmental group a year ago. I help out in campaigns to raise awareness of problems and to raise money. We also run educational programs for schools and organize beach and park cleanups too.
Speaker D.
I try to make as little impact on the environment as I can. I don't have a car and I try not to have too many electronic gadgets. I also never throw anything away if I can use it. And I haven't bought any new clothes in 5 years. I never leave lights turned on or water taps running either. Far too many people have too many things they don't need, and everything is disposable these days. I blame our consumer society.
Speaker E. I do think it's important for everyone to try and do their bit to help protect the environment. But the greatest problems aren't created by ordinary people. The only way to really tackle environmental problems is for major industries and governments to work together to improve their environmental standards. Until that happens, the world will continue to be in danger from industry. It's up to us to let the government know that things need to change soon. You have 30 seconds to complete the task. Now you will listen to the texts again. Speaker A. I'm in favour of producing clean energy because, in the past, the way we produced electricity really polluted the environment. But these wind turbines completely spoil the countryside, and they must be a danger to birds as well. I used to have a lovely view of the hills. Now all I see is huge wind turbines. There has to be a better way to provide the electricity we need. I think even nuclear power is better than these things. Speaker B.
When I first found out that I'd have to separate my rubbish into different categories, such as one for recycling, one for composting for the garden, and one for disposal, I thought it was very silly and a waste of time. But not now. It's not exactly difficult to do, and when I think of how much stuff gets recycled, I feel quite proud of myself. Less than a quarter of my rubbish ends up in a landfill.
Speaker C.
I think it's very important to be actively involved in helping to protect the environment, not only in your own home, but everywhere. I joined a local environmental group a year ago. I help out in campaigns to raise awareness of problems and to raise money. We also run educational programs for schools and organize beach and park cleanups too.
Speaker D.
I try to make as little impact on the environment as I can. I don't have a car, and I try not to have too many electronic gadgets. I also never throw anything away if I can use it, and I haven't bought any new clothes in 5 years. I never leave lights turned on or water taps running either. Far too many people have too many things they don't need, and everything is disposable these days. I blame our consumer society.
Speaker E. I do think it's important for everyone to try and do their bit to help protect the environment. But the greatest problems aren't created by ordinary people. The only way to really tackle environmental problems is for major industries and governments to work together to improve their environmental standards. Until that happens, the world will continue to be in danger from industry. It's up to us to let the government know that things need to change soon. This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.